10,629 Ronald Rebels, south of Route 54, north of Breakwater Run, being Lot 156 within Kiewick Sound Phase 2 development. Variance from the front yard setback requirements for a through lot.
Names and addresses.
Jacqueline Moore, 3673 Breakwater Run.
So you said Moore?
Moore.
Ron Rebels, 36703 Breakwater Run, Shelbyville.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
We're applying to try to get a variance on putting a shed in the backyard. Our backyard runs along Route 54, and we did not know that there was a setback from your, of 40 feet from your property line back. Well, that would have put anything we put in the backyard in our house, basically. So we needed a variance to put the shed in our backyard. The shed's 10 by 16. It falls into all the, it passes everything for the homeowners association rules and regulations. They come out, measured everything. We did not know at the time that it was a 40-foot setback, but I did get building permit and everything, and that's when we found out, well, you know, you got to move back 40 feet back. And I said, well, it's impossible because I couldn't put anything in my backyard.
Even the deck? Even the deck?
Well, if we put it on the other side of the yard, it would be on the deck.
Yeah. Now, see, the property basically is 120 feet long, and if you have a 40-foot setback from the
County road?
The back. Now, that leaves us, what, 80 feet?
80 feet.
And then I got a 30-foot from the front, you know, front road in, so that leaves, the house is about 50 feet long.
There's a drawing.
It's just impossible to put anything there. And we were not able to get our cars or anything into the
Garage.
Garage, because we have everything stored in the garage, so like a lawnmower and riding mower and all this other stuff. We would like to put it in the shed so we can utilize the garage.
What do the X's on the back of the properties?
They're trees.
Trees.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is a buffer there.
And with everything that they're doing on 54, our trees aren't going to be disturbed at all. So we're clear there.
Yeah.
And we have them on the inside, the trees.
At least you got like a buffer.
Is the deck already built?
Yeah.
And the shed's already there?
And the deck's a first floor deck, it's not a second floor deck?
Yeah, first floor.
Okay. On the application, it says, request for a 5-foot variance, I assume because it's allowed to encroach 5 feet. But actually, should probably say a 10-foot variance, being they're asking for an additional.
Could I give this?
Anyway. Did the drawing there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can see on one side, the propane tank's there, and on the other side, the well's there.
Yep. You got to put it on top of your deck.
No.
Okay.
You can put it in the garage.
Put it in the garage?
No. After this winter? You know what? We had one car in the driveway.
Yeah.
Nobody plowed the driveway because the car was in the driveway.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair,
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10629, as I don't believe it altered the central character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to grant relief. And we've granted several light variances in the lighthouse, the Kenwick Sound.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10629. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.